AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. After meetings in Beijing with Chinese President Xi Jinping, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said
the relationship was at a point of instability, and both sides recognized the need to work to stabilize it.
But Blinken did not get what was top on his list for these meetings.
We believe that it's important to, as I said, establish better lines of communication, open channels of communication, both to address misperceptions, miscalculations, to ensure that that competition doesn't veer into conflict.
The two agreed to stabilize ties, but Blinken was rebuffed on getting better communications between their militaries. Imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny is urging his supporters to begin a broad campaign against Russia's actions in Ukraine as he went on trial on new charges of extremism that could keep him in prison for decades. At least one storm-related death was reported in Mississippi. Tornadoes were reported in the Jackson area. Storm Prediction Center forecaster Brian Squirteri says this storm system is moving east.
The greater severe weather threat is going to shift more eastward towards portions of southern Alabama, portions of Georgia, northern Florida Peninsula.
Power is out to tens of thousands of homes in Mississippi. An American missionary who spent 6 years in captivity in Africa says he was beaten, locked in chains, and pressured repeatedly to convert to Islam. Jeff Woodkey tells the AP his experience was hell, and the last year he was asking his captors to kill him before he was released in March. More than a million people have lost Medicaid coverage in more than two dozen states as a post-pandemic purge of the rolls gets underway. Data analyzed by the AP shows some states have dropped coverage for more than half the people whose eligibility cases were decided in April or May. States were prohibited from removing people from Medicaid during the pandemic, but that ban was lifted in April. This is AP News. There are parties, events, and reflection on the new Juneteenth holiday, marking the end of slavery.
The holiday's traditions are facing new pressures. Political rhetoric condemning efforts to teach Americans about the nation's racial history. Black heritage researcher Robin Caldwell says there's a clear educational gap
in understanding what freedom actually meant within the context of, say, July 4th. We can just absorb ourselves into the concept of the country's founding and independence. But even at the signing of the Declaration of Independence, you had signers who were enslavers.
Juneteenth marks the day in 1865 when enslaved people in Galveston, Texas, learned they'd been freed. 2 years after President Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation, I'm Julie Walker.
Juneteenth marks the day when the last enslaved people in the United States learned they were free. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.